जया गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवरदारी। यशोदानन्दन व्रज यशोदानन्दन व्रजजनरञ्जन यमुनतीरावनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुनतीरावनचारी। हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय ओम विष्णु पाद परमहंस रजगचार्य अष्टोक्षर श्रीमद एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णु पाद परमहंस रजगचार्य अष्टोक्षर श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर शील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Hare Krishna, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 1, entitled History of the Life of Ajamil, Texts 42 and 43. So we'll recite text 42. Suryavagni Kamarudeva Somo Sandhyahani Disha कं कुहु स्वयं धर्मैति हीयेते दयस्य साक्षिणा सूर्योऽग्निखमरुदेव सोमो संध्यायनी दिशा कं कु स्वयं धर्मैति हीयेते दयस्य साक्षिणा सूर्योऽग्निखमरुदेव सोम संध्यानि दिशा कं कुः स्वयं धर्मैति हीयेते देहस्य साक्षिणा सूर्योऽग्निखमरुदेव सोम संध्यायिनी दिशा कं कु स्वयं धर्म इति हीयेते देहस्य साक्षिणा सूर्योऽग्निखमरुदेव सोम संध्यायिनी दिशा कं कु स्वयं धर्म इति येते देहस्य साक्षिणा मातजिस् सूर्यग्निखमरुदेव सोमसंध्यायिनी दिशा कं कु स्वयं धर्म इति येते देहस्य साक्षिणा सूर्यखमुदेव सोमसंध्यायिनी दिशा कं कु स्वयं धर्म इति हीयेते देहस्य साक्षिणा वट टू वट मीनिंग सूर्य द सन गॉड अग्नि द फायर खम द स्काय मरुत द एयर देव द डेमी गॉड्स सोम द मून संध्या इवनिंग अहनी द डे एंड नाइट दिशा द डायरेक्शंस कम द वॉटर कुहु द लैंड स्वयं पर्सनली धर्म यमराज और सुपर सोल इति दस ही इंडीड एते ऑल ऑफ दीज देहस्य ऑफ ए लिविंग एंटिटी एम्बॉडीड इन द मटेरियल एलिमेंट्स साक्षिणः विटनेसेस ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत प्रभुपाद श्री प्रभुपाद की जय द सन फायर स्काई एयर डेमी गॉड्स मून इवनिंग डे नाइट डायरेक्शंस वाटर लैंड एंड सुपर सोल हिमसेल्फ ऑल विटनेसेस द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ द लिविंग एंटिटी पर्पट द मेंबर्स ऑफ सम रिलीजियस सेक्ट स्पेशली क्रिश्चियंस डू नॉट बिलीव इन द रिएक्शंस ऑफ कर्मा We once had a discussion with a learned Christian professor who argued that although people are generally punished after the witnesses of their misdeeds are examined, where are the witnesses responsible for one suffering the reactions of past karma? To such a person, the answer by Yamdutas is given here. A conditioned soul thinks that he is working stealthily and that no one can see his sinful activities. But we can understand from the Shastras that there are many witnesses, including the sun, fire, sky, air, moon, demigods, evening, day, night, directions, water, land, and the super soul himself, who sits with the individual soul within his heart. Where is the dearth of witnesses? The witnesses and the Supreme Lord both exist, and therefore so many living entities are elevated to higher planetary systems or degraded to lower planetary systems, including the hellish planets. There are no discrepancies, for everything is arranged perfectly by the management of the Supreme God, Swabhaviki Jnana Bala Kriyacha. The witnesses mentioned in this verse are also mentioned in other Vedic literatures. Aditya Chandra Anila Analascha Dyur Bhumir Aporidayam Yamscha Ahascha Ratrischa Ubhecha Sandhye Dharma Pijanati Narasya Vrittam. Read text 43 also. Etir adharmo vigyatha sthanam dandasya yujyate sarve karmanurodhena dandam arhanti karina. Translation: the candidates for punishment are those who are confirmed by these many witnesses to have deviated from the prescribed regulative duties. Everyone engaged in fruitive activities is suitable to be subjected to punishment according to his sinful acts. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tamsa Jivam Sadvetam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam. हे राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुस्तुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा. सो आई वुड लाइक टू वेलकम डिवोटीज एंड गेस्ट दिस मॉर्निंग टू भागवतम श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास. जस्ट फॉर दोज जस्ट पास्ट वीक to give the context of what topic we are covering now. So we are in the sixth canto, which is almost like middle of the 12 cantos of Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam comprises of 12 cantos, 18 volumes. So this second canto explains that how different cantos of Bhagavatam ascribe to different limbs and activities of the Lord. Previously had described Lord's lotus feet, then creation was explaining the sthanam, that is existence and space given to the jiva for staying, and of course Lord also is permeated everywhere. And this particular canto, this first chapter itself, talks about the pastime of Ajamil. So Ajamil happened to be a learned Brahmana following his prescribed duties day to day. But over the time he got distracted. Actually in the previous verses, hellish planets were explained. So it's very, I would say, revealing. Current day when people don't believe in birth after death or afterlife or many things like existence of parallel worlds, so many other things. Our Shastras explain about them. And so the previous canto had explained about the hellish planets, and the condition was very miserable. And Parikshit Maharaj, who is hearing this from Shukadeva Goswami, was very much affected and became compassionate. So he wanted some solution for the people who are getting entangled and going to the hellish planets for suffering. So to just give the example, this canto gives example of those instance where someone was in a very miserable situation, but taking shelter of the Lord, he could make best use of his present life. So such is the example of Ajamil. So Ajamil, although a very to say pious and devoted person, dedicated to Vedic culture, practicing Varnashram very nicely, as will be explained ahead, the coming verses will be explaining. But one time got distracted, and that distraction actually affected his whole life. So he happened to see a male and female in an intimate situation, and he got completely distracted. So after that, he actually had association, to say illegal, illegitimate association. Although he was married himself, but he, no, these verses will be coming ahead. He sent off his legitimate wife off from his home. He removed his parents from home and started staying with that prostitute. And then led a very miserable, sinful life. And it is explained, just to give the background, he was on his deathbed. It was like almost 80 plus years. And he still had a small child. So his child is naturally is the tendency. Everyone is attracted to the youngest small child. It's a natural. All beings, not like if it's for animals or human beings, everyone is attracted. So due to his prarabdha, there was some arrangement made that his youngest son was named Narayana. So when he was on his deathbed, out of his attachment, he was, before that also, he always used to be with his child and call him and spend intimate time with him, feeding him, serving him, calling his name again and again. So when on his deathbed, as is the universal rule, Yamdutas came. There were three Yamdutas, so their description is also explained. And he became immediately very much affected and fearful. And out of fear, what one recalls naturally is where his consciousness is. And that was where his attraction was, his child. So he happened to call Narayan, his son, indicating his son. So immediately the three Yamdutas who were standing there and had hooked his soul to pull it off from his body. So they were confronted by four Yamdutas. So Yamdutas are staying in the spiritual world, and they are intimate associates of Lord Vishnu. So these Vishnu Dutas immediately confronted these Yamdutas. And these Yamdutas were very much surprised by their presence, and they stopped them. So as this background goes, then a discussion ensued between the Yamdutas and the Vishnu Dutas. So they started a discussion with each other. So as we are seeing, this is one of the those discussing verses between the Yamdutas and Vishnu Dutas. So Vishnu Yamduta Vishnu Dutas asked them, on what basis are you trying to entrap or take away Ajamil? And Yamdutas are explaining. So they are explaining how the Vedas are non-different from Narayan, and how there are prescribed duties for all conditioned souls, and they are supposed to act in certain way. But if they don't do their prescribed duties, then it's a sinful reaction, and he has to undergo his whatever sinful acts he has done, he has to undergo a reaction. And here also, they are further explaining that There is sun, there is moon, there is wind, there is water. So everything is existing is witnessing what we are doing day to day in our life. So it's nothing we may be thinking that we are on our own, as Prabhupada is explaining in the purport. So that's where we are right now in this contest, and ahead it will be leading further also. So in this purport, as we see, Prabhupada is explaining how those giving logic of presence of witness, normally as Prabhupada is mentioning, there are people who say there are no witnesses, on what base you can punish someone. So Prabhupada is explaining for them, this is specific verse, that how there are so many witnesses. Actually, it's not one or two. So as we see in this purport and translation, the different entities which are mentioned, the sun, the moon, the wind, the fire, the directions, the land, the waters. So in Vedic tradition, if we see, in previous cantos also we see, these are actually controlled by various devatas. So although these are apparently dull matter, who is insentient, not having consciousness, but they are pervaded or controlled by devatas, and who are always active. So in like we get examples from shastras also. In Mahabharata, long time, there's an instance of a demon kidnapping a wife of Rishi. So Rishi happens to be father of Chavan Muni. Chavan Muni was in womb of his mother that time, and a demon had kidnapped the Chavan Rishi in his mother's womb along with the mother. So when the Rishi came, he had seen fire lamp out there, and he asked, as witness, fire, who had kidnapped my wife? So there was some delay. The fire was not reciprocating. So, and later the fire told, okay, this and such demon had kidnapped your wife. But the Rishi was not very much satisfied because there was not an instant reciprocation. So then onwards, the Rishi cursed fire that you will have smoke also along with you. You will be not burning like pure fire itself. That was one instant. And later it happens that the Rishi also goes, and Chavan Muni himself becomes active, although he is in womb, and kills the demon himself, and his mother is rescued. This is one instant where we see a fire as just a lamp happened to be witnessing that, and was a witness, and where this Rishi who took the assistance of fire. Another instant is also we hear in I think Ramayana only, Mahabharata also it comes. Ramayana and Mahabharata are like, when it comes to history, they have a common connection. So in Gaya, we see there's a river which is known as Phalgu River. It is actually a river in name only. It's a huge area of land, but if you dig some feet below, then you will find water inside. So that is known as Phalgu River. So something had happened, I don't remember exactly the past time, and Mother Sita happened to curse that river that time, that you will become false river, because again, as a witness, she was asking for something, and river had not reciprocated, so she had told that you will become Phalgu River. So we see that how this nature itself, these instances are given, that how these are natural witnesses pervading everywhere. We also have another instant in Ramayana itself, where when Vishwamitra had taken Lord Ram and Lord Lakshman, and they were going to different places, so they were inquiring of different things around. So one place was very deserted place, and was thorny, and very dry and barren land. So Lord Ram happened to ask Vishwamitra what is the reason for this condition. And that time Vishwamitra had explained that one rishi along with his son was crossing over this forest, and his son was really very sick. So rishi tried a lot to revive his son, but no one came to their aid and rescue, and his son finally died. So rishi, out of frustration, had cursed that forest land itself, that because you are not helping me to revive, assist to my son who has died finally, so you will become barren land. So that incident also comes. So these are some incidents that came to my thoughts, like how all things are having personality and they are sentient, and if one is at a higher level, he can access them. We also see like the pastime of when Mother Sita was kidnapped. So Lord Ram actually became mad and he started speaking to the trees, forest, rivers, everything around. So of course that explains another thing, but we see how there is a natural connection with our surroundings and they are witnessing everything. So in the spiritual world, that is the constitutional position. There we see everything is sentient and everything is living. Everything is a person. Nothing is dull. Same thing is in material world, but we have a limited access. So also in this verse, we see besides these other devatas which are explained, there is also explanation of referring to Paramatma, and Prabhupada also in the word-to-word translation talks about Yamaraj. So Paramatma and Yamaraj has a intimate connection. So Paramatma comes into action, as we have seen in previous verses, from very beginning of the primary creation, when the Lord makes raw material for secondary creation by Brahmaji. Before that, Paramatma has come into existence and is pervading everything in the material world. And that is how Paramatma is in every space, every particle, every atom, every living being, every interspace. So also here, Prabhupada in word-to-word translation refers Paramatma as Yamaraj also. There's an intimate connection between both. Now, like as in the fifth canto is explained that the jiva goes to the hellish planets. Now, the brief thing is like when someone dies, he is immediately taken to Yamaraj instantly, and there his everything is open, and Yamaraj access his whole accounts, karmas, and he is immediately then brought back to his body, close to his body, where he is around his body, and then it takes another 1 year when the Yamdutas take the soul and they go to different destinations back to Yamaraj, where he had gone to the first instant. This, I think, we had seen long back. Madhav Chandra Prabhu was here and he had explained the sync between fifth canto and Garuda Puran. So the point is, Yamaraj is just like in modern day context, if some office floor has so many computers, and each one has access to his computer, and he is doing things in his own computer. But there is a common admin who can access everyone's computer, and he can understand what is happening in each other's all computers. So in same way, Paramatma or Yamaraj, if they want access, they can get to the individual soul also what activities they are doing. So that is how the context of Yamaraj comes here. And further, Paramatma is the main connection who has empowered Yamaraj also. So, and Prabhupada has explained in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam also that how our body is like a tree in which two birds are sitting. So one bird is just a witness, observing everything, and other bird is busy enjoying the fruits of the trees. So that is how like Paramatma is actually a witness God, who sees all our activities. And we are not looking towards Paramatma, but we are busy enjoying different fruits of of the trees, of the reactions which we get involved in different senses of the body. So, in Bhagavad Gita 18.14 explains further of this point. Adhishtanam tatha karta karanam cha prathak vidam vivyadesh cha prathak cheshta daivam chaivatra panchamam. The place of action, that is body, the performer, the various senses, the many different kinds of endeavor, and ultimately the super soul. These are the five factors of action. So this verse very clearly explains that why things happen. Normally a jiva desires and material nature facilitates, but there is a intermediate authority, that is Paramatma. When the jiva desires, Paramatma sanctions or rejects it, and accordingly it is facilitated by material energy under direction of Paramatma. So that is the normal way things work. So Prabhupada mentions in this purport, the soul within the body is acting to bring about results of the activity and is therefore known as karta, the doer. The soul is the knower and the doer, and is stated in the Shrutis. It is also confirmed that like the instruments of actions are the senses, and by the senses the soul acts in various ways. For each and every action there is different endeavor, but all or one's activities depend on the will of the super soul, as we mentioned that Paramatma is the intermediate authority, who is seated within the heart as a friend. The Supreme Lord is the super cause, and under these circumstances, he who is acting in Krishna consciousness under the direction of super soul, which situated within the heart, is naturally not bound by any activity. Those on Krishna consciousness are not ultimately responsible for their actions. Everything is dependent on the Supreme Will, the Super Soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Also in this connection about the Super Soul, as we have seen, is responsible for our day-to-day actions and the reactions we get. Another verse also talks about in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvasya chaham ridhi sannivishto mata smritir jnanam apohanam cha vedesha sarver aham eva vedyo vedanta krid veda vid eva chaham. So Krishna is telling, I am seated in everyone's heart as Paramatma, and from me comes remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas I am to be known. Indeed I am the compiler of Vedanta and I am the knower of the Vedas. So this is a very important aspect. Now, as I remember yesterday, Prabhuji was explaining, Lakshman Pranbhu, a nice class, that how no matter how much knowledge we may gain, but how we are having access to that knowledge still depends upon our connection with the Paramatma within. We may or may not recall what we have studied. And he was mentioning like how second chapter Bhagavad Gita explains 2.62-63 that how one gradually gets into an entanglement of sense objects and gradually end up in losing his memory. So that is a series of verses very nicely explained in second canto. So it's very practical and natural, but we don't tend to remember that we can forget things and need to be humble always. So if we and that is how people are like day to day doing mistakes again and again, although apparently it looks illogical that if I am learning my lesson, how I end up doing the same mistake and again. That's what the Shastras are talking. So Prahlad Maharaj also talks in the same lines. Puna puna charvita charvananam. So like again chewing the chewed. No, it's logical that once you have sucked all the juice from the sugar cane, the chewed part, again it won't come. It will dry up gradually, but we are like insane, illogical beings again and again trying the same thing in the material world. And that's what the Shastras are trying us to focus on. So here also, Krishna is telling that he reserved the rights of giving remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness to everyone. So that intimate connection is very important. So this was mainly as the Paramatma aspect of the Lord. Now, another aspect of Paramatma we are covering actually because it's Paramatma is a universal witness of all the actions as mentioned in the purport today. So another pastime also comes very nicely emphasizing on this aspect of Paramatma, and I think it's really very important. We see in the pastime of Pandavas punishing Ashwatthama. So it's a very unique thing. Like Krishna is personally present there. So why is there so much contradiction happening? It is among the Pandavas only. Arjuna is confused. Bhima is telling Ashwatthama should be killed. Draupadi is telling he should be left free, and Krishna is siding, actually Bhima. He's telling, okay, he should be killed. And Arjuna is completely confused. So, this pastime explains that it's actually, Krishna consciousness is not, this is very important because Krishna was personally present that time. So Krishna consciousness devotees are expected to work hard to go deeper, to introspect, to understand what is to be done or not to be done. Decision making in Krishna consciousness requires support from the Lord from within. So this is very important. Like although Krishna is personally present, but he has completely given the power of attorney here to Arjuna. So in Bhagavad Gita also, beginning also, we see although Krishna is personally present, he is not forcing, just fight. He is giving him all logic and reasoning and asking him to fight. And at the end of the Bhagavad Gita also, he is telling, if you are still not satisfied, I will repeat everything what you are telling. So in this instant also, the conflict between, among the Pandavas itself, of final decision making, it's very important to to be well connected within. Although Krishna is present personally, externally. So, therefore, this pastime we see two very important scenarios. So, one is, although Arjuna is closest friend of Krishna, Pandavas are close devotees of Krishna, still Krishna does not step in to prevent killing of five sleeping sons of Draupadi from Ashwatthama. Krishna had assisted them from time to time, but now in this instant also Krishna had not intervened in killing when the five sons of Draupadi were killed just before this incident. And previously also we had seen when Abhimanyu was also killed, so Krishna had not spoon-fed the Pandavas. he maintains that they have their own independent decision-making, thinking, which they can have. So, Krishna does not prioritize protecting devotees from adversity. So, that's one of the lessons from this incident, that he is, does not prioritize. It's good, it's important that we approach Krishna, that we come out of difficult situation, but that's not one of the priorities of Krishna, that he does not protect devotees from adversity. Second, when it comes to punishing Ashwatthama, there is a measure of difference of opinions, as we already discussed. So, Srimad Bhagavatam begins by revealing the conflicts between the top level Vaishnavas. So, this is like top level Vaishnavas. This incident comes in the first canto itself. So, it's the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, where we see conflict between the senior Vaishnavas themselves. So Krishna wants us to expect difference of opinions and different ways of doing things. So he wants us to expect that there will be always differences of opinions, and there are different ways of doing certain things, even in our devotional life. So Krishna does not intervene and expect Arjuna to give up his intelligence, as we discussed. That intelligence is not material intelligence. So that is, you know, how the devotees explain that intelligence which Krishna is inspiring Arjuna to use at that instant is not material intelligence. It is spiritual intelligence. But it is supplied by the Lord when the Lord is pleased. So that's explained in the purport. When Lord is pleased, he gives the intelligence within. So Krishna wants us basically to work hard to please him. So, as mentioned, Krishna wants us to use that intelligence, get access to that intelligence. But that intelligence is sanctioned by Krishna only when he is pleased. So, another pastime we see of Narad Muni, when comes to the house of Dhruva's father, at that time Narad Muni says, "Your son is doing something which is difficult even for demigods to perform. So what is most difficult task in the world?" So he tells that your son is doing a very difficult task which is even difficult for the devatas. So what is so difficult in it? So what is most difficult task in this world? It is to please Krishna. So of course, next step is, it's more difficult to please devotees. Depends, but like, depends, it is not very easy. But that is, the ultimate lesson from here it comes is, foremost is to please Krishna is not easy, it's difficult. And that's what was the task undertaken by Dhruva Maharaj. He wanted to please Lord by his tapasya. So, and when we have jumped into this, so this is a very ambitious task of a devotional service where everyone, we are trying to please Krishna. So therefore, we should not expect that most difficult task will be performed most easily. So in this, like, we understand that Krishna is revealing two things: expect adversity and expect difference of opinions. But deal with adversity and differences, you need to develop absorption and serve to please Krishna. And when Krishna is pleased, that is Dadame Buddhi Yogam Tam Yena Mam Upyanti Te. So normally, you know, in material circles also, and even spiritual circles also, now, audit of one's work in outside circles and in spiritual circles, that audit is done by the people surrounding us. Now, how we day to day deal with our work, complete the task, or in spiritual life also. So that is by the society around us, the people who are equals and people whom we are reporting accountable, they decide what we are doing. But actual audit of spiritual life is done by the Paramatma within us. So that is what we actually see by this instant, where although everyone is present, but Arjuna is confused. His brother is telling to kill, Yudhishthira, other brother is telling not to kill, Krishna himself is telling to kill. So he is confused, but later he comes out of it very nicely, because Krishna within him, as Paramatma, guides, and he done justice to that situation by simultaneously killing and not killing, like pleasing both the parties. So that was the situation. But the aspect comes mainly is of Paramatma, the pleasing Paramatma, and that helps us to overcome that situation. So as the Bhagavad Gita verse explains, Tesham sadata yukta nam bhajata priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. So that's what actually it explains. So the person who knows the goal of life but is addicted to fruits of activities, he is a karma yogi. When he knows that the goal is Krishna, but he takes pleasure in mental speculation to understand Krishna, he is a gyan yogi. And when he knows the goal and seeks Krishna completely in Krishna consciousness and devotional service, he is acting in bhakti yogi. Prabhupada says in that purport of that verse, which is complete yoga. So the complete yoga is the highest perfectional stage of life. A person may have a bona fide spiritual master and may be attached to a spiritual organization, but if he still not intelligent enough to make progress, then Krishna from within gives him instructions so that he may ultimately come to him without difficulty. So Prabhupada explains that how, although we may not be making spiritual progress, but our sincerity in whatever level we are, Krishna helps us and guides from within. So we need to keep our goal fixed, that how Krishna is the ultimate and how we have to please him and his devotees, and it's a huge task. And in this line only, the verse also comes, Krishna is telling Arjuna, Matta chita matta gata prana bodhayanta parasparam kathyantascha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are fully devoted to my service and they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me. So that is the position of a devotee who is having developed a taste for pleasing Lord and serving him. He is always relishing newer and newer rasa in discussing about Krishna, although it is not comprehensible by our material mind and logic, that how just talking about Krishna or just repeating the same pastimes or same name, how one is getting enlightened and absorbed. So it needs hard work. And as we discussed before, this just further elaborating on this Paramatma aspect, Krishna is telling, Tesha evanu kampartham aham agyana jamadtamah nashayami atma bhavasto jnana deepena bhasavata. To show them special mercy, those who are struggling to know the higher truths and serve Lord, I dwelling in their hearts as Paramatma, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. So that's how that verse explains. So in that purport, actually Krishna is telling Arjuna that basically there is no possibility of understanding the spiritual truth or the absolute truth simply by speculating. For the supreme truth is so great that it is not possible to understand him or to achieve him simply by making a mental effort. Man can go on speculating for several million of years, that is mainly taking different life forms and births. Now, 84 lakh species we have. Man can go on speculating for several millions of years, but if he is not devoted, if he is not a lover of supreme truth, he will never understand Krishna or supreme truth. And only by devotional service is supreme truth Krishna pleased, and by his inconceivable energy he can reveal himself to the heart of a pure devotee. The pure devotee always has Krishna within his heart, and with the presence of Krishna, who is just like the sun, darkness of ignorance is at once dissipated. This is the special mercy rendered to the pure devotee of Krishna. As Lord takes charge, one becomes completely free from all kinds of materialistic endeavors. So this was like a aspect of Paramatma, who is also witness, and how it's not easy. And although we see the pastime also, that how even though Krishna was personally present, but it was only due to the sincerity of and hard work of Arjun who could access the spiritual intelligence which was forwarded to him by the Lord himself. And it was basically because he had always been his, as 9.2 Krishna tells, that he is non-envious, friendly, serving him. So he had always pleased Krishna. And same thing we see, Krishna didn't supported the Kauravas. Now, although Duryodhana also tried to please Krishna, but he knew he had ulterior motives. So he didn't reciprocate. But Krishna is impartial. No? Still we see, although he is assisting as Paramatma, out of hard work, not so easy, but he also supported Duryodhana also. No? Like when Arjuna and Duryodhana had come to Krishna for help for this main Mahabharata war, so Duryodhan had asked for his Narayani Sena, and Krishna had given him, and he had put the condition: in one side is my energy, Narayani Sena; other side is me, and I'm not going to fight altogether. And at that point of time also, Duryodhan had just thought like, it's what's the use of taking Krishna with unarmed, not going to fight. So he had gone for his energy, and Arjuna had made a very mature decision, and he knew altogether. So it makes a difference between a conditioned jiva and a devoted jiva, like what choices we make in day-to-day life. So we may have like more faith in his energy and not the source, Krishna itself. So that's a very introspecting thing, and that's how we see Krishna has reciprocated from time to time from all these aspects. So today also happened to be disappearance day of Rasikanand, like who is a famous disciple of Shyamananda Pandit, born in Orissa. His also like inspiration was one fine day. Now he was inspired by Paramatma within, that your spiritual master is going to meet you next day. So he was waiting whole day on his doorstep, and morning he happened to see Shyamananda Pandit, and they had a connection, both had connection before through Paramatma. They had not met before, they were meeting first time. And Shyamananda Pandit also was telling that he was also told by the Paramatma Lord within that you are going to be at such and such place and to give you initiation. And that is how they were connected. Later, Rasikananda also is like, he was one of the very absorbed devotees. He had different disciples. He made a mad elephant his disciple, subdued him. Many envious zamindars and other local people, he pacified them, made him devotees. And they are still a parampara of Gaudiyas where Shamanandis and Rasikacharya, Rasikananda is there in Paramatma, Orissa. They are being followed by. Another is, today is also disappearance day of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. He is in the beginning of our Acharya Parampara. He was Pat Pratakshak Guru, no, of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So he, his other disciples are, one more personality is there, and his disciple was Jagannath, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. So, and Indradyumna Maharaj actually explains that how Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj had connection in the previous Madhava Sampradayas. You know, like we, after some time, we see lineage. It's given, everyone's name given, but one Mahesh Baba, like he used to stay in Radhakund, he had taken initiation. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj had taken initiation from him, and that is how the lineage will continues from Brahma Madhava and comes Gaudiya. As we see in our altar, is it starts from Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj actually became instrumental in rediscovering Nadia Yoga Pit, which Bhakti Vinod Thakur was searching so long, and finding the current day place where is Navdeep, and they had a lot of interaction and intimate connection with Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So I would like to close with this. These were few thoughts which I had. If anyone has quick comments or questions, I will just take them. Yes, so we'll close here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Anand Koti Vaishnavrinda ki jai.